Okay. Good morning. We're on Shin Aleph. Okay. Just a quick follow-up. Yesterday we learned about a blind person, Yisuma, with a, what about his walking stick? So just a quick thing there. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it does seem that for a blind person to use a walking stick, it does not seem to be allowed, because it's only to help him from falling, to get to, like, from bumping into anything. Not 100% clear. I did see Yalkut Yosef say it is Aser. Important to point out, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, so he explains that the, and it could also fit into a Rishon, but bottom line, he holds, the only time it's Aser for a blind to use a walking stick is if it's a flat area, the blind man knows where he's walking, and he can walk. That the stick just makes him feel a little more comfortable. But if you're in a place where you don't know where you're going, and there could be things in the way, there's steps, there's potholes or little dips, so then he says a blind person cannot walk without the walking stick, and he says it is okay. And Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa, it's a question mark. So we'll leave it as a tzarachion and ask your rav. Also depends on the situation, and it may make us, there's different scenarios, different situations. And it could also matter if it's Daraisa, Darabanan, right? Rosh Hasharabim, Daraisa, or we're talking about just an area. It's a Carmelist, just doesn't have an Erev yet. So, okay. Right, a blind person using a walking dog. So, Pashtus, you would think it's okay. So, Paskin's Yalkut Yosef, for example. But the Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa does have a suffix because it might be considered carrying the leash. He doesn't say it's Aser, it just starts to say Mutter, and then he says maybe Aser, Tzarachion. So, okay. Some do say if you're in a very dangerous place where it's not just regular snow. It's iced over and it's super slippery, or you're going down a very steep slope. Some say that then that also a walking stick is okay, even though usually you don't need one. The question is maybe only for that one area you can use the stick. Okay, so obviously there's some gray areas on how that applies. Just again, I pointed out before, it's hard to learn Shin Aleph without Shin Gimel to get the full picture. I'll give you one quick example because it comes up, and we keep every Seif, it's the question is, what are we talking about? Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hasayachid, Carmelis. Is it only Rosh Hasharabim or not? So we're going to see in Shin Gimel, maybe Yud Chet, we'll see that the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin lechatchila one should not, and that is generally what the Achronim point out. One should be strict the same for Rosh Hasharabim as for a Carmelis. However, the minhag they point out by Klal Yisrael is generally to be mekel. In general, for all these things that are just a chashash, maybe you're going to do something because we're assuming you're in a Rosh Hasharabim. We're assuming there is no Rosh Hasharabim, or there's seldom. In other words, if you're in an area where there's definitely Rosh Hasharabim, one needs to be strict. If it's in an area where it's most areas where we assume it's probably a Carmelis only, and it's in the Rabbanan, so then there are those who are Mako. And Bikar Din, one does have who to rely on. Chadchila or not, depends on your understanding or who you follow. But there's a lot of room to be mekel, unless you know you're in an area that is Rosh Hasharabim, Daraisa. So that's so for a lot of these things that we're learning, so it does make things easier, especially in things where we know you're not likely to take them off. And there's a couple of real quick things here. For example, glasses. Well, that's for sure okay. Regular seeing glasses. It's all a similar category. There's tachshit, derech malbush, and derech shimush. Those are all three words that are brought out, used quite often. Tachshit and malbush we usually see, but shimush is also one that's used. Also, we have derech refua, same idea by Akamiya, so that we learned yesterday is okay. So, but reading glasses, most say, is a problem. The question is, lechadchila mutar. In Rosh Hasharabim, Daraisa for sure be strict on reading glasses because they're just for reading. So it's common for people, if they're walking, to take them off. sunglasses, so it's a bit of a machloket, but some say it's not really a problem, because you're not going to take them off when you're out, but some people do, so that's a question mark. Again, it depends how strict you are and a carmelite. But okay. Glasses that change colors, that's okay. They change colors if you're indoors or outdoors for sunglasses. So those are okay because people are not going to take them off. So a lot of these things are okay even in Rishus HaRabim. Dentures.
There's a different shala about the sunglasses that change color.
Right. It's doing it by itself, but okay. Dentures, again, it's not a problem. It's also derech shimush or rafua, however you want to call it. It's derech malbush. It's certainly okay. Retainers are okay. Same reason. You have to go, even if it's just a rabim deraisa, those are all okay. Wheelchairs, just to touch on those real quick. So rishus, if it's in a real rishus rabim deraisa, pushing a wheelchair. So that's some make a distinction. If you have the ability with this wheelchair in your arms to roll it or push it yourself, so then they say it might be mutter. But generally, Rishus HaRabim, they recommend, if you can do that, then just get a goy to do it. That's kind of a middle-of-the-road Shmir Shabbos. If it's Rishus HaRabim, get a goy to push it for you. But if you're in a Carmelite, which is usually the situation, then you can lechatchila do it yourself. Anyways, different... The wheelchair is batel to you to an extent. So it's a bit of... It's a machloket, actually. So, okay. Well, let's read it more inside. We are at Kavav. Right, we're actually going to start. Sorry. Shin Aleph Kaf Vav. Ne'ma Nomar Arofi Alatzma Shehu Mumche. A bit more from yesterday. So when we're talking about a Kamiya Mumche, it has to be a bona fide, well-known, accepted Kamiya. So then it's okay for the doctor himself to say that I'm a Mumche and I know what I'm doing and this is a... Okay, very good. Kav Zayin. Yotzim bebeitzas hachargo, with the egg of a, this basically, these are, you can call them a segula, but these are examples of things that were known to be helpful for refua. So a kamiya, we say, has to be a mumcha, has to be established, that it works. But things that people assume help, even if it's just a skula and it's for a fua, then that's okay. Kamiya needs to be a bumcha, but these things don't need to. So you can take an egg of a some kind of a locust or grasshopper, of a shen shel shual, a tooth of a fox, of a masmer at saluv, or you have this nail. And what you do is you just hang it on a string around your neck. You're not making it part of a fancy jewelry, but you're just hanging around your neck, and therefore it's mutter, because that's its purpose. So, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, bein bo mishum darkei amori. And it's not about chukos agoyim issues, because we all know it works. At least those things in those days, they felt it worked. So, and since it has a purpose, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. It's not called carrying, it's batel to your body. V'chein b'chol, it's derech shimusha, kamiya. V'chein b'chol davar shehu mishum refuah. Okay, so some compare retainers or some dental appliances to this idea. It's the same category. Aval im osem maisa ve'ein ikar bo shehu mishum. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that by retainers that it's similar to these categories. Aval im osem maisa, if you do an action ve'ein ikar bo shehu mishum refuah, but you're doing something that you made up yourself, and no one on the street thinks it's a refuah, then it's asur mishum darkei hamori. It's asur even during the week because it's chukos agoyim. Aval kol lachash mutar. Now during the week you can use any kamiya. The part about being a kamiya mumcha, that's to be caring on Shabbos, but during the week you can use any kamiya. V'lo asur ela be'otam shebedakan ve'enam mo'ilim. But the only kind of a kamiya that's asur is things that were checked out and are known not to help. But you're allowed to have hope and use other things. Just for caring, it's another story. There is an opinion, not necessarily accepted opinion, but there is an opinion that says you shouldn't use any kamiya unless you know that it works all week long because of chukos agoyim. or Darkei Amori. Koach. Mi sheyesh lo maka b'pisas raglo v'kosher aliyah matibeya lahagin shlo yinagif b'raglo v'gam hu merapi mutar latzeit bo. Okay, so here. Let's say a person has a maka. You're allowed to put a coin over it and put tape over it or a simple string. Tie it on to protect you or under your foot. Not a problem. So here we see this is a similar example. Modern day application is Band-Aids, or in Israel you call it plaster. I'm not quite sure where it comes from. Maybe it's a name brand, I don't know.
Plaster?
Yeah.
In the old days. Plaster is those
bands were. Okay. So the original name is a plaster, and Band-Aid came later. Okay. So anyways, all these things are okay. And as far as I know, generally the minhag is it's mutter even to add a little bit of Neosporin or some kind of antibiotic cream onto the Band-Aid. Just take a little bit, a blob on a drop, just, you know, pour out a tiny bit and don't smooth it out. Exactly. And then just put it on and that's the end of it. And that's okay. And it can help prevent cellulitis, so I do recommend it. Okay.
Regarding the coin, people used to do it. I remember when my grandmother was alive, people used to do it for varicose veins. Tie a coin onto their leg.
Coins for varicose veins they used to tie onto the legs. Okay. Okay, so that's okay. Kaf Tet. Okay, now we're going to read about towels is actually an example that I'm wondering. Let's say you want to walk around outside, no Eruv, with a towel. You can't carry it. Can you wear it? Can you wear it around your waist? Can you tie it like a belt or over your neck or wrap it around your neck like a scarf? So we'll see that if it's derech malbush, the way people walk around with a towel, you're going to see that it's okay. But if it's not the derech, so then it has to be done that becomes a derech, which is a little bit of a question mark. There is a bit of a question mark. We're going to see, there's going to be a few examples of our clothing or sheets. I think maybe three, maybe four se'ifim that talk about a talit, and they look a little bit contradictory. So it's a little difficult to make a quick, easy read on everything altogether, but we'll do the best we can. And the Achronim had difficulty exactly how to explain it. So it's okay. So we'll see. But for a towel, you'll see, and even Rosh Hashanah, if you want to wear a towel, that's okay. The question is, you can't carry it. So if it's just wrapped around your neck, if that's called wearing, because people do that. Or that's how they're carrying it. So it's a little bit of I don't know if it's so clear, but you can think about it. If it's the way that people wear it, then it may not be allowed. I mean, if it's the way that people wear it, then it is allowed. If it's only because that's how they carry it for a few minutes to go to where they're going, then it might not be allowed. But since if it's worn like a scarf, you're going to see how this comes up, then it might be okay. The question is, can you take one garment and wear it like another garment? And the other garment, that's derech malbush. But for this garment, it's not the derech to wear it like this. Can you wear it like, I hope you get that subtlety. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be a little bit strict on it, but it's really unclear. And I'm sure there's various takes on it. Okay, so maybe you wrap around it. If you're going to wear it on your neck, maybe wrap it around like a scarf, or how you normally wear it. It's a question a little bit about the neck. So we'll leave it like that. So here, kaftet, you'll see as we finish it. But it takes about 10 seifim till we finish all the back and forth of the talitot. Hayotzei b'talit b'kuperet al k'tifav. Now, you take a talis and it's all folded over, and you put it over your neck. So you put it on your neck, your head for a moment, but now it's all over your neck, all over your shoulders. So you're chayav chatat. If you carry it like that in the street, then you're chayav chatat. Because apparently that was known as a way to carry it, not to wear it. So then you'd be chayav. Okay? If nobody would ever carry it like that, then it would be asr darabanan. If you're chayav chatat, it must be a normal way of carrying, which may be an issue for a towel around your neck. Well, unless you hold, that's the derech to wear it, and I'm not quite sure what the metzias answer is on that one. Aval im eino mekupelet al ktefa, but if it's not folded over your shoulders, ele mishuleshe v'rachava lamata mekseifav shari. But if it goes down below your shoulders a little bit, then it's not a problem. In other words, as long as, even if you have most of the talis over your shoulders, but some of it is down your back, that's not a problem. Shemiyacha shumit atef petalito, since you are still now you're being wrapped in your talis, that's called wearing it. Umit kasev, and you're being covered with it. Ksefo vidgufo, and your back. Question is, how much of your back? But okay, let's assume a portion of your back. Aval pi shemit katzer kitzat milamata, even though it becomes less, mutar, that's not a problem. Val pi zem mutar al petalito, takat aglima levil beit hakneset. So therefore, anytime you wear it under your coat, you never have to worry about it. Even if it bunches up and it gets very close to your shoulders, as long as part of it's on your back, never an issue, even in Rishus Rabban. Deraisa. Lamed.
So if you wear the talis, none of it is on your back?
So wearing a talis where it's not on your head, it's not on your back, and it's just like a shawl, just over your around your neck, just over your shoulders, according to this seif, it's aser, and it's assuming it's a way of carrying, and you be chayav achatas. And when you turn the page and you read the next seif, it seems like the same case is 100% mutter. So achronim try and figure out: are we talking about the same metzias or two different countries? In other words, it could be that in the previous the seif that we just read, it's only aser. It is aser because nobody walks around with a shawl. There is no shawl in the country, and so therefore that's a derech of carrying and not wearing. But it could be in a country where it's people have shawls or scarves and they don't wrap it around their neck; they just hang it over. And since a scarf you're allowed to wear, or a shawl you're allowed to wear, so now a talis is 100% mutter to go like that. The Gra says, well, it has to still be a little bit on your back, and it's not really two different countries. We're talking about the same place. But here, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, like the Magen Avraham and others, that even if it doesn't go on your back at all, it is mutter nowadays. So it is a bit of a question. Bigger problem if it's a Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa, because then you want to be Machmer, but perhaps it's okay in the Carmelis, if people wear shawls and scarves like that. But best is to let it cover some of your back. And then you got your back covered. Okay. Lamed. Let's just see the case inside. Mutar atzei b'rishus harabim. You're allowed to go in rishus harabim, but talit sevi if it's tzavar. When your talis is just draped over your neck or around your neck. So that's also a question. Right? Does it have to be, does it help to have it one side, flung over your shoulder, around your neck, like people usually wear scarves. Haga. Now, this haga, let's see the haga. Afa pisha meniach tzad yamin al ktefo shel smol the derech lav shokach v'lo av ele lahasnos v'shari. When you wrap it around your neck, that's a normal way of wearing it, and it's to look nice, or it gives you warmth in the front of your neck when it's cold, and therefore it's okay.
So the Rama
in this case, and you'll see it, sometimes it's unclear if the Rama, where to put the Rama. Sometimes we're going to see cases where they even say it belongs to the seif right before. But you're right, there could be a very good distinction if it's a shawl versus a scarf. But I don't know, nowadays people wear shawls. I don't know if they had shawls in those days. So it's a good question. Okay. Lamed Aleph. Hayotzei miutav b'talit v'kibla mikan u'mikan b'yado o'al k'tefo. Now, you have a talis, but then you fold it all up. You're wearing a product, but then you fold it all up. And now it's over your shoulders, or it's high up in your arms. Im nitkaven l'kabitz k'nafav. If your intention is to pick up the whole length of the garment, gather it, kadei shalei kru, so it doesn't tear on the floor or on the bushes. Kadei shalei lachu, doesn't get dirty. Asur, you're not allowed to. It's an issur d'rabbanan. Since you're still wearing a little bit on your back, it's not an issur d'oraisa. they say, but we're talking about even if it's a little bit on your back, but basically the majority of it is over your shoulders. That's when there's an Isser Derabanan. Now, it seems to be that we're only talking about if you lift it above your shoulders or perhaps above your elbows. But if you just lift it up a little bit off the ground, that's for sure not a problem. So if you're walking and you don't want it to get muddy, you don't want it to get dirty, for sure to lift up your talus is not a problem. Just to lift it up a little bit, not a problem. And many say, the Gra, it's brought down in the Bir Halacha, and many say it's only a problem, some say, some don't say, that it's only a problem if you basically are rolling it up. And you roll up your garment, and then you end up with like this, almost like, they call it like a marzev, a gutter. Gutter is not a great translation here. But basically, you make like a whole block of your clothing, and now it looks like you're carrying something. So that's when it becomes aser. The point over here is you're trying to, it looks like you're behaving in a way that it looks like you're carrying. And it's against the malbush. Now really you are wearing, so it's just an issur derabanan. Ve'im kibtzam lehitna, and again, certainly there would be a problem in a rishus rabim deraisa. Okay, in a derabanan there could be more leniency. Ve'im kibtzam lehitna od ba kemenag anche. Hamakom amusha amutah. But if you're doing it what everybody else does, then for sure it's okay. It's only if you're doing something that looks odd and it looks like you're carrying, but if you're doing, or to protect it. But if you're doing it in a fashion that everybody wears it like this, then it's not going to be a problem. This is only if it's one big square sheet, which is like our talisim, but not our clothing. Our clothing, for sure, when it comes to our clothing, it's for sure not a problem. I'll just read it. But your hand sticks out of a sleeve. That's nothing. It's okay to lift it up from the bottom. That's not an issue. Because of course it looks like you're wearing a baget and it's kadesh leichachlu shula batit, and you're just protecting your clothing. Kadesh loya akvul alechet, and you don't want it to prevent you to get, you know, from getting stuck on the floor. But some say that it's a machloket. Some say you're not. You, even with our clothing, you shouldn't like roll up the bottom of your coat and then hold it over, you know, hold it high underneath your arms, above your elbow, under your arm, or over your shoulder, and then it could be, it might still be a problem. Again, okay. So, slightly different takes on exactly how far do you take it. Okay, good. So let's go on to Lamed Beis. Lamed Bet. Hayotzei b'ma'ot hatzurim lo b'sinu chayav. If you have a, let's say, for example, a towel, and you pour in your money inside of it, then you pick up your towel, you tie it together with your money inside, you carry it outside, so then chayav, your chayav, that's chayav, or, you know, sheet, whatever. Hagav, aval bebayit mutarim tsarich lo, v'afilu inam tsurim rak kishehem menukavim. This is another difficult ramah to read, but basically the point is, if there could be issues of, so we mentioned it's an issue of carrying outside. Now indoors there could be an issue of muksa, but you're allowed to do it, or you're saying you're allowed to do it if it's muksa, if you're afraid someone's going to steal from you and you have no choice. So then, better to let you do it, better for us to tell you it's mutter to move muksa, so therefore you don't lose all your money when someone comes to steal from you. Then have you do something that's a greater iser. So that's one possible explanation. Or you're wearing it, and therefore it's okay, and it's just kind of like, or like it's in your pocket of your pants. So you're allowed to wear your pants and have your money in there, because otherwise, it's not a problem of muksa if it's in your pants and it's in your pocket, and otherwise you're afraid you're going to lose it. Also, when it talks about coins that have holes in them, so they no longer have any value per se. And if they're zahav, or they're beautiful, so then it's actually considered a taksheet, and then you're even allowed to wear them. So you're even allowed to wear them if it's a taksheet, and it's not considered a currency that's muksa. Anyway, a little bit of a discussion exactly how to understand what the Ramah is getting at. Lama Gimel. Asur latzeit b'Shabbat b'ma'ot or b'kesef v'zav atfurim b'vigdol. Okay, generally it's usur to have your, to go outside and have your money just tied on to your, tied onto your baguette, and you're carrying a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because the money is considered chashuv and it's not really batel to your clothing.
Why is that different to a towel?
To a towel?
On the previous the yotz of the mois that's ruined by the stina.
Both are
Aser. Oh, sorry, the
Bible's
right.
Both
Aser?
Before it
was
Chayav, now.
I know, I have a bias. Okay.
Before it was Chayav, it says
Aser. Okay, so the difference is, in Lamed Beis, it's Chayav because you're carrying it in your hands. That's what people carry. In the case of Lamed Gimel, it's Aser because it's carrying Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But it's not an Isra Daraisa because you're not carrying it. It's not in your hand. It's not how people carry. You're wearing your clothing and you have it attached, sewn on or clipped on in a way that's no one during the week carries your money like that. A pocket, though, it is normal. As far as I understand, if you put it in your pocket, it would be Isra Daraisa if it was Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because that is a normal way to carry. Good to double check. That's what I believe at this point. Okay. Haga, v'yesh matirim imkom pseida, and they point out, but you're allowed to even go in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim if you have no choice. Shiarei shigzolu mimenu im yanichem abayis v'yelech mehen. If you just leave it in your house, and you need to go out and you leave it in your house, someone's going to steal it. So therefore, we let you sew it on because it's not there to carry, not to the level of the Rabbanan. Here, we don't want someone to steal all your money, so we say it's okay. And that's what you should do if you need to leave. But, but if you don't have to leave, better just to stay home. So if you can stay home, better. Okay. Lam and Dalid. I'm just going to get a bit more. I don't want to just try and finish all the clothing part here. Ayotze Adam Mesudar Mekupa Oktefo. Person's going out with a sudar. And it's some kind of a garment, and it's folded over his shoulders. Afal pi she'ein nima kruchalo al etzba'o. Even though it's not tied to your finger, it's okay. Right? There's an opinion that says it's not okay, we hold it is okay, because we're afraid it's going to blow off. So anyways, bottom line is you're allowed to go with it outside. The im ein has sudar, and we're assuming it's the derech to go like this, derech malbush. The im ein has sudar chofer roshel verubo asur latzeis bo el im kein kasher shnei roshel lematam teivav zayim zeh. But he says like this, depends. Just to wear it over your shoulder, it's only okay if it's big enough that it could cover your head and a little bit of your body, or actually this is most of your body. Then you're allowed to just wear it over your neck, which is like a big towel. So, and then you're allowed to. But if it's little and it can easily blow off, then you have to tie it on with something, or wrap it around your waist, for example, and tie it like a belt. So, all right, that's okay. Lamed vav. Lamed hey, sorry. Levadim akashim, something that's very hard and it's not like clothing. So then, asur lehaviyam b'rishas sarabim or makarmas kashu mutaf behem. Even if you try, if you like sort of wrap yourself with it, im einam kashim harbe mutaf. So if it's something that's very hard and it's not considered resembles clothing, you can't do this. But if it's something that's relatively soft, then you could, and then you can make it into a derech malbush. You can wear one clothing over another, not a problem, because they're both being worn normally. Okay, whether it's for itself or for you or for the other garment. Even if it's two of the exact same garments, one on top of another, you're allowed to wear them. Even if it's two coats. Even if you have two chaguros, two belts, one on top of another, it's okay. Even if you don't have any clothing in between them, because each one is okay. Now, you're going to see, but two hats, one we're going to read it right now. There's an opinion that says, one belt on top of another, if there's if the belt's on top of a belt and it's not over clothing, it's a problem, because then it doesn't even look like it's derech malbush anymore.